Welcome back to Seeing Your Inner Brilliance, the podcast dedicated to helping you as a driven, high-achieving woman move one step closer to taking total ownership of your desires and self-worth. I'm your host, self-worth and confidence coach, Charlsie Childers. In this episode, we are going to talk about the healthy side of people-pleasing and perfectionism. Wait, many say, what? That's a this is us inside joke. All right, so yes, the healthy side of people-pleasing and perfectionism. It may sound like I'm contradicting myself when I say that, and it's probably because we are so used to hearing those tendencies in a negative light. On the surface, yes, people-pleasing and perfectionism is rooted in trying to make others happy or trying to accomplish an illusionary standard in order to prove that we are capable and deserving. In a nutshell, that is what we know people-pleasing and perfectionism to be. However, if we peel back the layer on both of these, they are actually rooted in desire. Let me explain. We have a desire to be someone who makes other people happy. We have a desire to be someone who feels satisfied and acknowledged. We have a desire to be someone who goes further than most people are willing to go, or someone who embodies high standards for herself. Oh, it's beautiful. It's so beautiful. Where we get tripped up, though, is the underlying energy and beliefs for why we are doing the thing that we are doing. If we're doing something so that someone sees us and validates us, and we use their acknowledgement as proof that we are enough, then it's people-pleasing and derived from disempowering beliefs. If we are doing something for the sake of needing it to be exactly right or to go exactly the way we want it to be in order to be deemed qualified, then it's perfectionism, and it's also derived from disempowering beliefs. Do you see the difference between the two? It's all about where it's coming from and why we're doing the thing that we're doing. When our underlying energy and beliefs for why we are doing the thing we are doing comes from a place of wholeness and inner knowingness, then it's the healthy side of people-pleasing and perfection. Woo! I know, we just went so deep and so fast when we haven't even started the episode. Oh, but it's really important for us to differentiate the two and why we see both of these tendencies in such negative light. And so to help drive this home even further, my friend and owner of Cornerstone Virtual Partners, Nicole, she does a really beautiful job of speaking to the healthy side and the unhealthy side of people-pleasing and perfectionism, because she's lived both of them. And that's why I asked her to be a guest on the show today. By the end of this episode, if you consider yourself a people pleaser and or perfectionist, then my hope is that you will walk away knowing that you don't have to completely stop these tendencies. You know, it's not a matter of stopping your people pleasing tendencies or stopping striving for perfection. No. It's not about you doing anything wrong currently and needing to quit cold turkey. No. It's about shifting the underlying energetics and beliefs underneath these tendencies. That is where the magic and freedom comes from. So, bam! Tell that to Pinterest next time she tells you to, and I quote, hide the real you. No, people-pleasing and perfectionism does not hide the real you. It actually exposes the real you, your heart, your desires, what you're freaking capable of. It's about owning your tendencies and looking deeper into the qualities underneath them. So enjoy this episode and stop freaking beating yourself up if you tend to people please or strive for perfection. Remember, they don't hide the real you. They expose the real you. All right, a couple exciting things going on in my world. The first thing, Be That Girl, my program that helps you wake up and be the girl who has the results. Because most people, they use their tangible proof, their physical results, as the point at which they consider themselves arriving. And then at that point, when they see the results, the money, the likes, the followers, the downloads, whatever it may be, at that point, they consider themselves worthy and successful and confident. But that is not not a healthy way of going about it. So, and be that girl, we actually step into your future self. It is a powerful 6-week journey of embodying your future self now, the girl who has the results that you want, so that you can see that your vision is possible and you are worthy of it. And that is before your complete vision comes true. The vibe that we're tapping into and be that girl is living in a way of feeling your next level of success now. We're not waiting, we're being. We're also tapping into believing that it's possible for you and that you can do it and showing up from this deepened confidence, assuredness, and solidity. So if that sounds like the program for you, then click on the link in the episode description and you can read more details about it. The other super exciting thing going on in my world is, y'all, this is my baby. This is my baby. This is unstoppable. My current deepest level program that you can work with me in. And it took me, let's see, I've been working on this content for Unstoppable for almost a year now. It has, oh my gosh, it has been such a tremendous blessing in my life to verbalize all of the content material that we go into and to really, oh, it's just done so, so much for me. And there are 75 women currently on their journey to becoming unstoppable. And from the conversations that we're having, the messages that I'm getting, I know that it is so, so powerful in their life. So doors are open to unstoppable and we are starting a new round. This is where you unlock your inherent power and rocket into a whole new state of confidence and freedom within yourself. It's a 12-week journey of stripping away lies, conditioning, expectations, and internalizations. If you can't tell, we go deep, we go fast, and we move toward total liberation. The women who have joined, they've joined because either they're tired of feeling held back, they're tired of thinking that they aren't where they want to be, and they aren't there because they don't know enough, or they don't know enough people. Or they're tired of being on this never enough hamster wheel. They're ready to break free from it all. They're ready to unpack these limiting beliefs that have been holding them back and really see, why am I not where I want to be? What is standing in my way of success? What is preventing me from getting there? And so it's all about becoming internally unstoppable so that we can see those external results, because we can't get there unless we do. Our goal in Unstoppable is to stop the cycle of keeping you stuck in a life less than the one you know you are capable of. We go into the cognitive and emotional psychology to see your blocks through a lens of compassion, objectivity, and acceptance. And we also lovingly unpack and uproot the origin of your disempowering beliefs so you can move forward in alignment with the solid inner knowing of who you are. So if you're ready to do the dang thing, you're ready to dive in deep and move toward a life of knowing who you are and total liberation, then Unstoppable is for you. You can also check out that link in the episode description. The pre-sale price of that is $497 US. The regular price is going to be $2,200 US. Woo! That was a whole lot. Oh my goodness. Let's dive into Nicole and her amazingness. Oh my goodness, Nicole. I am so excited to have you on the podcast today, because as soon as I met you, I could just feel your energy. I think I even told you that you were a firecracker and you just exude this confidence and this inner knowing. And I'm going to make up a word of unapologeticism about yourself. And I just absolutely love you. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so nice to take out this time today to hang out with you and kind of just relax a little bit, you know, and chit chat.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And so if we can't, first of all, I want to say, I'm going to give an example, because before Nicole and I press record, she was troubleshooting the audio and the logistics of everything. And we kept encountering little bugs. But she remained calm, and she had this knowingness about her that it was all going to work out and it was all going to be great. And so I don't know why I felt compelled to start off and share that, but that's just a small example of your essence, Nicole. And so
thanks.
Zooming out a little bit, going to something bigger, like when it comes to your career or relationships or different things, different dynamics in our life, what is, I guess, first of all, have you always had this inner knowingness about and this confidence about yourself? Or if you will, talk to us a little bit about that.
So growing up, my dad was in the Coast Guard. And he was only in the Coast Guard for 4 years. You might think he was in for 25. And he had this militant way about him and that everything had to be a certain way. And he also kind of gave me a little bit of tough love, but it was to get me to do better all the time. So in other words, if I made my bed, for instance, and it didn't have those hospital corners, he'd say, "It's not right. You got to do it again." So he kind of made me be like a perfectionist. But at the same token, when he told me, I knew it, like I tried so hard to achieve something. Let's say it was to get a good grades in school, or when I was playing baseball to hit, you know, a base hit or whatever. He'd say, "That's not good enough." And I know that it sounds terrible for me to even say it right now, but I always strive to be better than his expectations. And I wouldn't let anything stand in my way. And I was going to get there because I wanted, when I was a kid, I wanted to please him. Do you know what I mean? So putting all that aside, as an adult, I just want to please myself. And I am not going to let anything stand in my way to get to where I want to be. And I have had various roadblocks, as we discussed before, to prevent me or try to prevent me from getting where I want to be. And I just kind of go through them and work through them and come out on top. And I'm blessed so far, so good.
Oh my goodness. I love that you mentioned that about your dad. And we will definitely, I want to dive into your roadblocks. But first, I want to highlight this, where your dad was and this, you know, this desire in you to achieve perfection, to please him. That can very much create a pattern of always striving for perfection and pleasing people and never good enough, you know, that type of thing. However, because you, as an adult, you're saying that you want to please yourself. And so that is a very, it's evident that let's see, how do I say this? I can say that you went from negative, maybe unhealthy patterns, coming from a place of I need to prove, I need to get ahead in order to have. And then you crossed over into the, for my work, I know that it's an inner core of who you are. It's your inner truth. You know what I mean? So, and maybe your roadblocks tie into that, but how did you go from one side, so to speak, to the other?
Definitely a work in progress. You know, I think a lot of what goes on in our childhood can directly be related to what we deal with and how we deal with things in adulthood. And there comes a point in our lives, I think, where we kind of have to take a step back and just kind of reflect and just kind of see what's going on and say, okay, I can't blame anybody else for anything in my life. I can only take full responsibility for myself. I'm old enough to know better now. So kind of putting it in perspective that way and taking control of my own life and how I view things and what is it that I want to do? What's my why? You know, why do I want to do what I'm doing, right? Why am I doing what I'm doing? And that really kind of said, well, you know, I'm thankful for the way I was raised in a warped way because it made me who I am today. Had he not been that way with me, I mean, I could have been lazy. I'm at work. I work for myself every morning, 8 o'clock. I'm in front of my computer working. And I don't have to be, right? I can be 9, 10, 11. No, I'm 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm very regimented and methodical and analytical. And I think a lot of it has to do with the way I was raised. So there's definitely pros and cons. But I think, like I said, as an adult, you kind of have to take a step back and say, okay, I got to get rid of some of this trash, this head trash. I got to like clean it out, do a little spring cleaning and kind of just take responsibility for myself and what I do. You know?
Oh my gosh, that is so, so good. Because what I heard in there is that you have this natural drive, and you've always had this natural drive to do good, to do better, to strive, you know, to reach excellence. And that's very much of a ambitious, high achieving, independent, strong, you know, all of those words. However, in the work that I see in my clients is that our doing and our ambition, it can come from a healthy place of wanting to be there for ourselves, which is this is what you're articulating. It can come from a truth and from a really solid and wholeness with inside of us, or it can come from this place of need and lack and proving and striving, forcing, and that's not sustainable. At all.
And you know what I think too is when you're an entrepreneur and you're working for yourself, that's a game changer as opposed to when you're working for someone else. Because when you're working for someone else, I think you're trying to please that person. You're trying to impress your boss all the time. You're trying to go above and beyond to get noticed, to get that raise, to get that extra week vacation. When you're working as an entrepreneur, you're doing it for yourself, you know, and you want to put your best foot forward. I think you want to strive for perfection. You want to go the extra mile because it's for yourself, and you're putting money into your own retirement, so to speak, instead of getting someone else rich, you know, and I think that that's a big game changer, and it's definitely a big mindset too.
Absolutely. And yeah, oftentimes it's the employee mentality that keeps us in that mindset of pleasing somebody, of listening to somebody. I've heard it phrased before. I don't remember verbatim how they said it or who said it for that matter, but the fact that we grow up in classrooms, we grow up listening to teachers and yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, do this, do that, and doing it. And it shapes us to be good employees, right? But on the inside, that's just continuing this conditioning and this desire within us to please people. And ultimately, that's not healthy. It doesn't serve us. And so right. If you will, I know that you very much and obviously have experience both in the employee, and this is by no means trashing, you know, the employee, the corporate, the anything like that, and highlighting entrepreneurship. That's not what this conversation is about. This conversation is about us and us inside and where we're coming from and how we truly come and show up from this solid place of wholeness and true deep confidence. And Nicole, you exude that and exemplify that so, so beautifully. So if you will, go a little bit deeper into times in your life when you were still trying, you know, to make the shift from, you know, we'll say, I don't know, pleasing others to pleasing yourself or just growing in your confidence in who you are.
So when I was 19 years old, I had my son who's now 30. So you can do the math. And when I was home with him, he was maybe he was almost 2 to 3 years old. And I was kind of like needing to do something with myself. So I decided to sell Avon. And when I wasn't just leaving a couple of books in the neighbor's entryway. It was, okay, I'm gonna get 100 catalogs and I'm gonna pass them out. And back in the day, you used to be able to go to the library and get this directory of all the streets and the names of the people who lived in the houses. So I would make photocopies of those. I would pass out books to all those people and those addresses. And then within a week, I'd follow up on the brochures and say, hey, my name's Nicole. I just dropped off an Avon book last week. I want to see if you want to put an order in. So even being 19 and a young mom, I wanted to just go. I wanted to go. I wanted to make something of myself. I wanted to be able to provide for my family. Even though I was home with my son and I was so thankful and blessed to be able to spend the first 4 years at home with him, but I didn't just sit at home with him. I babysat and I sold Avon. And my son was out there dropping off catalogs with me. So I was showing him, right, how to be a little entrepreneur. And he would get a big kick out of it, you know. I knew then I had to do something for myself to take care of myself and to further myself to show my son that, you know, there's more to life than this, right? So when I ended up landing my first job when I was selling Avon. I was dropping off catalogs and orders and so on, and the controller came up to me and said, Nicole, you're here every 2 weeks dropping off orders and catalogs. She goes, you're so persistent and tenacious. She says, I think you'd be really good at credit and collections. And I was like, oh, really? She's like, yeah, we're hiring full time. Would you like, you know, are you interested? And I was like, well, let me go home and talk to my husband, right? So I was so like, oh my God, this is awesome, right? My son was 4. We talked about it. He went into preschool. I went and worked full time, and we were both ready at that point, and that's where my career started. So, you know, it just made me feel like, okay, don't ever be afraid to take a jump, and you never know where it's going to lead you, right? And it led me to the beginning of my career as my full time career as an adult.
Oh my gosh, what an unexpected blessing! And you never. You didn't know that it was going to end up like that. And the story didn't end there. You know what I mean? It only just began. And so I definitely want to hear like more pivotal moments like that in your life. There was something that you said that really, really resonated with me about, oh my goodness, I hope it comes back to me. Oh, you knew that you had to do something for yourself. And I know I have felt that feeling as well. And from my experience, I also tried to ignore that feeling. I tried to convince myself that, oh, I don't have to, like, I could just keep going. I can just, you know, keep surviving and nobody else is affected by it, that it doesn't negatively, like, I'm the only one who's burning in my soul. You know what I mean? I'm the only one who is trying to act fulfilled, but I'm really not. So have you ever experienced, or maybe you can imagine, you know, what is the cost of us not doing things for ourselves?
Well, I think it puts us in a place where we may end up drowning. And I'm only saying that because I can give you an example of that. So we all have, you know, personal lives and professional lives. And when I went back to work, when I went to work full time, should I say, I ended up having opportunities to further my education where my employer was going to pay 100% if I got an A, 75% B, 50% C, and then, you know, 25% D. And then, of course, if I failed, I would never get reimbursed. So I had an opportunity to go to college, and I ended up having my employer pay for it at the time. And the reason why I did that was because if, God forbid, anything ever happened to my husband at the time, I wouldn't be able to afford to sustain my own living and take care of my son. I wasn't even thinking about life insurance. I was only in my 20s. I was not thinking about that. I was thinking about, I need to be able to stand on my own two feet and provide for me and my son if something, God forbid, should happen to my husband. And at the time, he was in road construction. So it was scary, you know. And I'm like, I need to be able to stand on my own two feet. I didn't want to have to depend on anybody but me. Because when you put yourself in that position, I think you get taken advantage of, and I think that you lose your identity. And I was feeling that starting to happen. And I'm like, nope, it's not going to happen. I can't do this. So I pushed and I persevered. I was going to school full time. I was going to school, working full time. I was in school 3 nights a week, trying to lose the baby weight. Even after 5 years, it's been 30. I don't think I've lost the baby weight. and you know, just doing things for myself and for my family so that I had that confidence that I can do this if I have to, you know?
So beautifully articulated, that when we don't do things, when we don't act on our desires, we can fool ourselves and trick ourselves into believing that nothing, quote unquote, negative is going to come from it. But you use the words drowning, dependence, you know, losing your identity, all so extremely powerful. And when we're feeling those feelings, how can other people not be affected by it? You know what I mean? How can we pour into our families? How can we be the best we can be when we're drowning, when, you know, we're having to rely on other people, or we feel like we have to rely, and suddenly we become more disempowered, more right. and more and more disempowered, until we get to this place of losing ourselves. And so I'm so thankful. I know that we didn't originally plan to talk about that, but I'm so, so thankful that that came up, because I know that there are other women out there who are either feeling that way or they're on the slippery slope of it. And to have the encouragement to that you can change, you can make a different decision.
Absolutely. Definitely.
Ugh. So good. So good. So let's switch gears a little bit and talk about, you know, your career went on, you continued being the badass and the amazing woman that you are and doing all the things. And then you hit a glass ceiling. Mm-hmm. And so talk to us from your perspective, these external, what appear to be external things that are stopping us, or closed doors. What was happening in your life at that time, and what takeaways did it teach you?
So, I had been from when I worked doing the credit and collections, I had gone all the way up the ladder, and the company ended up after 6 years filing. They were a international company, and they closed their USA operations. So I was without a job for a couple of months, but I ended up getting scooped up by one of their customers, and I got an increase. And I was in customer service supporting outside sales. Then I went from there to my next job, who they called me after 4 years. And they said, you're doing such a great job taking care of us. I want you to come manage my customer service department. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing, right? And I got a $10,000 increase a year. I was able to get a new car. And listen, I made mistakes along the way. This isn't all, you know, roses and strawberry fields. I mean, I definitely made mistakes, and, you know, I got scolded for stupid things that I did. But I learned from those mistakes and didn't make them again. From there, I worked with that company probably a total of 10 years. And to this day, he's a very dear friend of mine. I still talk to him. He was definitely a huge mentor for me. And role model for me in my life. So then I got sick of the commute. It was driving me nuts. It was 86 miles a day on the road. And I'm like, I can't do this anymore. So I ended up getting a job close to home. And that was the job that I was at for about 3 to 4 years, where I definitely had hit the glass ceiling. I was like, I really wanted this bigger position. I knew I could do it if they just gave me the opportunity. I had it all proposed. I had it all done, right? And they wanted me right where they wanted me. And that was it. And I said, okay, this isn't going to work for me because I have way more to give than this. And I'm not going to spend the rest of my life here. This is just not going to work. So I ended up going applying for another job very quietly. And it ended up being to manage a team of 25. And I was so excited because that was a challenge for me. I was going to be able to use all the information and the skills that I have acquired over the years to actually make a real kick-ass customer service department and team. And So I ended up, this was about maybe six, no, this was about 3 or 4 years ago, believe it or not. And it was a very competitive market for employees. There was like maybe 10 employees for every one job at the time. Now it's kind of flipped. And so I had asked one of the sales reps that I worked with very closely for a letter of recommendation because I wanted to be able to give everything I could to apply for this job, to get this job. I'm like, you know what? I need this. So he wrote me the letter of recommendation and he was like distraught. And he's like, you know, you did so much to help me grow my business that I would love it if we could work together someday, you know? So I ended up teetering with that other job for a bit and said, you know what? I think it's time for me to go into business for myself. I need to do this for myself. And my husband was retiring. So what I did was I went into business for myself, being a virtual sales, marketing, and customer service support person, and got in touch with the people that I had been working with and said, hey, listen, I can be your customer service person. And they hired me on the spot. And it was awesome because I knew the product, I knew the lines. My former employer was, they found out that I was doing it. And at the time, they were very supportive and they thought it was amazing because I was supporting their brand, right? Well, after a couple of weeks, not a couple of weeks, sorry, after a couple of months, maybe 5 months or 6 months, the people were called, the people that I worked with that had hired me. They were told that they had to fire me because of some kind of baloney, some kind of, I don't know, just baloney. Let's leave it at that. And I'm like, this doesn't make any sense to me. And it was terrible. It was terrible. I'm like, okay, I left my job. I'm on my own. These are my clients. They were just told that they had to let me go. And now what am I going to do? I was literally in panic mode. The first thing that came to my mind was, my husband's going to kill me. all the security, like, out the door. I'm like, okay. So I had a mini meltdown. They were paying me till the end of the month. So this happened in March. They were paying me till the end of the month, and I had 2 weeks till the end of the month. I said, okay. I took a step back. I took a deep breath. I went on LinkedIn. I made such a kick-ass LinkedIn profile. I started going and connecting with every manufacturer sales rep in every industry I could. I started using my contacts as leeway and leverage and referrals to try to get in touch with people, to try to get more business. I said to myself, Nicole, you've got 2 weeks to get more clients or else this is it. And I said, I am not going back to work for corporate America. Hell no. I'm not doing it. So I took all that determination and I pushed so hard and I was in here hours and hours and hours. I ended up acquiring 4 new clients in 2 weeks. So I was able to stay in business and I was so thankful, so thankful. So, I mean, and that's just another hurdle. That was another, you know, you go down the road and there's a twist and a turn and sometimes they throw shit in front of you. You just have to, you know, stand back up and keep going. So that's what I did.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh my gosh, the epitome of like, I am woman, hear me roar energy.
Don't not get in my way. And you know what's really awesome is, like 3 months later on, you know, they were kind of hoping I'd go back to them and my former employer and go work for them. Oh, call her up. Maybe she wants her job back. Because I think maybe they thought I was destroyed. And I was like, you can let them know that they cannot afford me now. There's no way they can afford me now. And I see some of the people in passing and they're like, oh, you're still in business? Yes, I am. Oh, why are you at this particular show? Well, because I'm visiting my current clients and I'm actually being introduced to new ones.
Oh, in your face.
But it was a little bit of karma. Because listen, I don't wish anything bad on anybody. I've been dealt the cards I've been dealt and I've been playing the hand with a poker face, basically. And I will have a, I don't know what the highest one is, if it's a flush or a full house or whatever, but I will have a flush or a full house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not going to let anybody get to me, because, and the only advice I can say to you is, anytime something happens to you like that, it's happening for a reason. It's happening for a reason, because you're supposed to be at that moment, at that time, and you have to look back and say, okay, why is this happening? Why was this thrown at me? Maybe it's going to be a pivot for you. Maybe it's going to be a kind of like a slap of reality. Don't be so hard on yourself that it's happening and woe is me, because that's not going to fix the problem. You got to try to learn from it and see how you can put a spin on it to make it positive, to make it work for you. And it's been working for me. And I'm just, like I said, I'm so thankful.
Oh my goodness. I mean, on one hand, I hear you did these external things. You made the decision to go on LinkedIn. You made this decision, you know, first of all, let me take a step back and breathe. You know what I mean? And process this. Then you went to LinkedIn. Then you connected. You know what I mean? You were very much in the action of doing it on the inside, which is always where I pick up on things, is your belief in yourself and what was possible for you. That was already at least somewhat solidified and anchored in, maybe not to 100%, you know, and there's always room for us to become more solid in our beliefs, you know what I mean? But these truths, you had, your mind had already, your conscious mind and your subconscious literally had already accepted this belief that I can do this.
Oh yeah.
This is possible. 2 weeks. Oh my gosh. Yes. I could totally rise to the occasion. You know what I mean? And so we can very much be, you know, things can happen to us. And on the other side, we can learn and grow in our confidence, or we can, you know, kind of start with our internal beliefs and build from there. And then all the external things that happen to us, they are opportunities to grow and right. get more solid, become more firm in our foundation. Do you have anything to add to that?
I think that a lot of what I've gone through and where I am right now in my life, I can speak like this. Do you know what I mean? This isn't something I think you wake up, you know, when you're 20, 21, whatever, with all this knowledge and empowerment. I mean, I had to fall along the way to grow to where I am today. And, you know, if you were to ask me, Nicole, is there anything in your life that you would change? I would say absolutely nothing. Because if I didn't go through what I went through to be where I am right now, I don't think I would be as successful as I am. And I know the sky's the limit. I mean, I've been in business for a little over 2 years. I've already had a company name change. I'm an S corporation. I've got about 10 clients. I've got my first employee, and I'm not going to stop there. You know, I'm going to keep going, and I'm sure there's going to be roadblocks. I'm sure there's going to be twists and turns along the way. And as they come to me, I'm just going to take a step back, take a deep breath, collaborate with my person, and just keep going, you know?
Mm-hmm. And that belief in yourself and that grounding, it just keeps evolving and keeps growing with it. You know what I mean? And I just love that. Absolutely love that about you, that you overall, you have this high belief, this high level belief of, it's going to work. Everything is serving me. You know, these rejections are really redirections, you know, and it's not coming from a place of, well, it doesn't appear to come from a place of just like fluff and trying to convince yourself of that, right? It comes from a place of deeply knowing that everything is serving for you, and that life is happening for you and not to you. And that, yes, you may fall, but it's a process. And those are all things that I think we can, you know, just keep reminding ourselves and keep getting better at and stronger at, and so that it becomes our new set point, our default.
Absolutely. And, you know, I, at one point in my career, I had an awesome team that I worked with that I actually built myself. You know, we trained them, We empowered them, and, you know, we had the best customer service team in the history of the company that I worked for. And I want that again. I want to have that team. I want to build that kick-ass team, because I know that it's going to be kick-ass because of the way I am. I've already got such an awesome person working with me now. I wish her mother would have had triplets at the time, but it doesn't mean they all would have been the same. But like, it's so hard to find a really good, solid employee that kind of has the same views that you do and everything. So I'm truly, truly blessed to have her on the team and her kind of growing with me in this venture that we're on. And hopefully we'll find more people like her and like me. And you know, one of the things too is I've learned in my career is you don't hire people that are, you know, below you from an intellectual standpoint or a knowledge standpoint. You hire people that are smarter than you, because you want everyone to bring something to the table to form that team, that puzzle piece. So like, there's things that I'm good at, but there's things that my assistant is awesome at, and she can do those awesome things, and I have my awesome things to do. And the next person we bring on board is going to have some awesome things that they're going to do that none of us know how to do, but then we can help each other. So that's what it's about. You always want to bring on people better than you, because that's the team. That's what makes you shine as a team, you know, and I guess helps you accomplish those dreams, you know?
What great advice that we can all be awesome and do awesome things together.
We all have something different to contribute, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's got strengths and weaknesses. And that was one of the things that when I had a customer service team was I had people who had some types of shortcomings, if you will, or maybe they strived at certain things and other things they weren't great at. And after, you know, the 30, 60, 90 days, we reevaluate and see, okay, you're really good at this, but you're not so good at this. So I'm going to have you work on this. Or if I need advice, I'm going to go to the person that has those strengths, and then we're going to collaborate. So, you know, I think having a team, it just meant so much to me. And I really want to have that again.
I love that. And you are going to get there. You are. I see it. I believe it. You know what I mean? It's going to happen for you. And I'm just so excited for you. And for the woman who is trying to get where you are, so to speak, in terms of, and we always, you know, like you said, it's a process. We always still have things to work on. And, sure. But from where you are, you know, being so sure of yourself, you know, having this strong inner knowingness of who you are and the awesome things that you could bring to the table, what advice do you have for the woman who's trying to get there?
I think one of the most important things is to just put it down on paper. And when I say that, the business plan, I know some people think it's a crock of baloney, and in some cases it is, but the business plan is basically just like a roadmap of where you want your business to go. Well, you can do the same thing for yourself, kind of do like a personal plan. What is it that you want? What is it that you love? If you're going to do anything in this world, try to make it be something that you love, because then it doesn't feel like you're working. And I love what I do, so I don't mind being in here any day of the week, any time. It doesn't matter. I love what I do, right? So making a personal plan, making a roadmap, kind of laying it all out. Where are you now? What are your goals? Personal, professional, you know, where is it that you want to be? How are you going to get there? Who can you connect with to help you get there? That's where the networking and the contacts and everything come into play, and they're so important. And I honestly, there was a time where I was on an island in business for myself. I was on an island, and I'm like, who can I go to? Who's going to help me? What am I going to do? I have no idea what to do next. And that's when I ended up getting involved with SCN, which is Success Champions Network, which is, I think, how we connected. And working with Donnie and Kevin, it's just I'm blown away. Like, and he's younger than I am, right? Not by much. And I'm saying to myself, how does this guy know all this stuff? You know, it's like, wow. So networking and educating yourself, and there's a lot of free stuff out there too that you can get your hands on, depending on what it is you want to do. And the Small Business Association and, you know, Chamber of Commerce, there's so many things. And I would be happy to chit chat with anybody or do a virtual coffee with anybody who might be interested in just talking about what they want to do and how they want to get there, and maybe sharing some of my personal experiences with them too, you know?
Oh, I love that. I love that. I love that. What great actionable prep. Actionable, practical things that we can do, you know, just blocking off 10 minutes of our time to lay out our personal roadmap. And one thing I would add in there is, what beliefs do I need to adopt to be the woman I want to become? Mm-hmm. Like, looking at down the road, the woman who has achieved the things that she wants to achieve, the woman that is doing the thing and is networked and whatever that looks like in the end, what beliefs does she have about herself? What does she tell herself? What, you know, kind of self-talk, what does that look like? What are her feelings? You know, just diving deeper into who she is. So, oh my goodness, Nicole, this has been such a yummy and delicious conversation. And as we're wrapping up, I would love for you to tell us who you work, like the type of people that you help, in case anybody listening is, you know, a potential client, or if they know somebody. Like you said, we can be connectors for each other. We are sure. Here for each other. So who are those people?
So I work with manufacturer sales reps, small businesses and entrepreneurs across the USA to handle the details so that they can focus on growing their business. So imagine you're a road warrior sales rep and you have to visit so many customers during the course of a day or a week, and your phone's ringing and you've got emails to answer and you've got all these problems and situations, and you don't even know what you did for sales that month because you're so busy, right? You're not even able to get home and have dinner with your family on time because you got caught in traffic, because you missed your exit, because you had to answer the phone. Well, our company handles the details so that mm-hmm. you can focus on what's important. And we have excellent references. Most of the people that are with us now have been with us for the past 2 years. And we partner with our clients. We really do. It's very transparent. You know, we help them grow their business. And if they're successful, we're successful, right? So.
Absolutely. Oh my goodness. Such good stuff. And I'll be sure to include your contact information in the episode description in case anybody feels like they could use your services and what you offer. Or like you said, if they want to have a conversation with you,
sure,
about their roadmap and where they're going. So you're so amazing and so wonderful, Nicole. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. You're amazing too. And thank you so much for the High Energy Podcast. This has been so much fun.
You're so welcome. Ah, oh my goodness, that was such a potent and powerful conversation that Nicole and I had. And I hope you're walking away really being able to differentiate between the unhealthy and the healthy side of people pleasing and perfectionism. I hope you're walking away with so much more goodness than that. Oh. Just so good. I absolutely love the divine connection with people, and we can just have this amazing, powerful conversation together and completely feed off of each other. And that is the epitome of Nicole and I, and when we first met, and I just absolutely love her. I want to give her a special shout out. And if you are someone who is in sales or marketing, if you know somebody is who is in sales or marketing, and either you or somebody else could benefit from an assistant of somebody to help you in the day-to-day, Nicole and her team is absolutely wonderful. This is more than just hiring, you know, and nothing's wrong with this by any means. I have definitely done it. It has been so helpful. But there is tremendous value in somebody who really understands the business, especially when you're in a high demand, fast moving
positions such as sales and marketing. So if you know anybody in both of those spaces who can use an awesome and amazing team like Nicole, then I would definitely reach out to her. I'm going to include all her links and how you can connect with her in the episode description. Also, remember how I mentioned at the beginning of the show about Be That Girl and Unstoppable. Both of those are available right now. And so the main thing is that if you are not where you want to be, if you are not the woman you want to be, and it's okay to acknowledge that, it's more than okay to acknowledge that, then it is time, I encourage you, it is time to move from that space. Because you are so, so powerful. You are so capable. You are so amazing for so many things. And we, when we have roadblocks, when we have BS and lies and conditioning and internalizations, just stuff going on in our internal world that is clouding us from seeing who we really are, it is time to rise above that so that we can not only feel better about ourselves on the inside, but so that our life can be a reflection of that. Woo! I am on fire. So definitely check out Be That Girl and Unstoppable. Both of those links are in the episode description. I do have other ways that you can work with me as well. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in today to, oh my gosh. I think I need a nap or something. I'm starting to trip over my words. Thank you so much for tuning in today and see you next time.